The common vampire bat is likely to cross the U.S. southern border in the next 5 to 20 years, according to researchers. The bats are not very far away now. The species has been documented within 30 miles of Texas. The vampire bat's arrival causes a lot of concern in agriculture due to the bat's ability to transmit diseases, injure livestock, and cause infections. Rabies is the most obvious issue because of livestock welfare and the potential to infect humans. In Mexico, vampire bat rabies costs the livestock industry more than $46 million per year, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Infected cattle can spread rabies to people who come in contact with them. Vampire bats feed on the blood of other animals. Their usual victims are livestock and occasionally wild mammals and birds. The bites don't kill, but the possible rabies it carries will. Wounds on cattle can often be found around the neck or tail. Because animals keep bleeding for a while after being bitten, dried blood can be a sign of a bite. Other signs are neurological. The virus travels to the brain and spinal cord, so infected cattle become disoriented and can't move their hindquarters. They can become aggressive and charge at people. Officials say vaccinating cattle in the U.S. against rabies is not common, but it may be the best option to prevent the spread of the virus once vampire bats arrive. Ranchers in far south Texas will want to consider whether or not to vaccinate their animals. I'm Gary Joyner, and this is your Texas Agriculture Minute.